Let's go on out to our friend Eric Schiffer, political analyst, media commentator. Eric, welcome as always.
Hey, hi, doctor. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, sir. It's been too long. Give everyone your Twitter handle and website and whatnot.
Sure. Twitter is Eric Schiffer, E-R-I-C-S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R, and website is .com.
All right. So, lot to talk about.
A lot.
Yes. Where would you like to start? I'll leave it to you.
Probably Trump-related. I mean, there's just some fascinating material that's about to happen, certainly with Putin and how he will manage that, and that's a minefield for him.
And so the nature of the meeting, sort of on its surface, is it perfunctory? Is this meeting, it's a G20, is that the meeting?
Well, there's a G20 that's happening, yeah. And I think... I'm not sure if it's the same time, but I this will definitely be a one-on-one with
as part of the G20 sort of setup, right?
Exactly. Okay. And the challenge for Trump is with this background noise of the special prosecutor, his campaign's ties to Russia, the potential of what he might say during this meeting for his own potential criminal exposure, his brand, the presidency. I mean, the people that certainly are advisors to him have to be biting their nails about what could happen and how this is going to be perceived.
Well, let's just talk about the advisors and how they manage this. It does not seem that they can manage his use of social media, right? He's off doing that at his whim, it seems, correct?
I think that they can manage it in intervals. So I do think that there are periods in which they seem to get through to him. Someone is getting through to him because there are periods in which he has stopped for a short period of time. But I don't think from a long-term intervention standpoint and controlling his utilization of it, no, not a chance. But I think that people get through to him during these crisis periods where he may see it for the moment. And then, look, his instincts take him back and he follows his instincts. And look, his instincts led him to be the president of the United States.
Well, now, Eric, this is the first time I hear you sounding like me. Because that's what I was always saying, which is that this guy, all his instincts have been so highly reinforced by his communications that led to a presidency that sort of he's insulated. So he thinks he's sort of getting things done right now and that things are good. At least that's what he says he thinks. And he's been reinforced in the negotiation, in the business world, for just by following his instincts. So, yeah, he goes back to his instincts and does what he does.
Yeah. He certainly has shown to fall back into that pattern, and these periods in which he's getting some wise counsel is where they stop him from going to his instincts, which can be self-destructive. I think he's got a lot of, you talk about from a psychological standpoint, I think he's got a lot of unresolved issues from his childhood that I think creates periods of self-destruction. That leak out, especially under high stress. We've talked about this too. Yeah. And, he's been his worst enemy. He's been the best thing that could have ever happened to Democrats. And is just the fact that he hasn't evolved as a mature adult.
But these crap storms that he creates, he sort of uses to get where he wants to go. See, that's what I think. That's the part. You're sounding like me in terms of what you expect from him and how he behaves with his Twitters and whatnot, tweets and whatnot. But I think the next part is once he creates a crap storm, then he uses it. Then he sort of finds ways to get his way through all that. I think, I don't know.
Well, I think that his, the reinforcement, doesn't have to just be in one area. I think that you are seeing multiple benefits of this kinds of behaviors, and the distraction element has been the biggest one.
Yeah.
So he'll create these situations, whether it's because of outrage or because it's clever or because it's instinctual, that just has this secondary benefit, and it changes the narrative. I mean, where's the narrative on Russia? It's been invisible for the last 4 or 5 days, and that was the biggest challenge. And also the narrative around the healthcare issue. He took it away with the CNN tweet and the other Mika and Joe tweet. And that was like the campaign where we've seen. So what is the real driver? Is it strategy? Is it unresolved behavioral issues? Is it instinct that combines all of them? I don't think we will know unless we're in his head. My bet is it's a combination of the two. I don't know how to apportion it.